News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the cost of going to college has shot up due to higher rents. It now costs over 16,000 euros on average for us to send, or for someone to send themselves, a student who lives away from home to college. And that rises to 20,000 euros, according to research by price comparison site switcher.ie. And Michael Roach, president of the UCD Student Union, joins us now. Michael, how much of an issue is this for, I suppose, your members and students in UCD, many of whom will not be from Dublin and will have to pay these kinds of exorbitant charges?
Good morning. So what we really find in UCD is that the situation is deteriorating year on year. And it's kind of become a sad thing to say that essentially from the permanent staff side within the union, there's now institutional knowledge around the cost of living crisis and the housing crisis, just because of how ingrained they are within the system now. And to take UCD specifically, for student accommodation in UCD, you can pay upwards of 1,300 euro a month, which is one of the most expensive student accommodations. Is the most expensive student accommodation in the country. And rent from a square foot point of view is of one of the most expensive in the entire country as well.
So not just for student accommodation, accommodation in general?
Yes, absolutely. And some of the private student accommodations can be just as high, if not more. And particularly like with UCD itself, because of where it is located, and simply like if you were to build a university in the year 2025, you wouldn't locate it in that suburb. But look, we deal the cards were dealt, sure, essentially. So what you find is that there is students who are often locked out of attending UCD in the first place, and universities like UCD. And what happens then to our returning students is, it's not that they drop out, it's actually a much more sad story, is they'll actually impoverish themselves to finish their degree. So from our own perspective, we're opening a food bank as a pilot program this year, which is a very sad step to have to take. But look, we're just meeting students where they're at.
Okay, so a food bank in UCD, where you live in extraordinary times. Tell me this, do you know, because we hear these stories in the press, etc., are there students attending not just UCD, but I'm sure many universities, where they are doing that thing where they're actually continuing to live at home in Tullamore or Carrick-on-Shannon or somewhere, but they're actually driving for hours and hours and hours twice a day to go to college?
Absolutely. Like the most extreme example that's come across my desk was a student studying veterinary who was commuting from Donegal. So you could only imagine the stress and pressure of that, having to travel up and down every day for what's quite an intensive course. But what we find then through our own surveys and data collection is that kind of 2-hour bracket is kind of the sweet spot of where people are commuting from. Like at the end of the day, that's about 4 hours added on at the end of a busy college day. And if you're working part-time to try and sustain yourself through university, the situation kind of quickly becomes unsustainable. And like, I know people kind of like to scoff and at student life, but there is a lot of learning that takes place out of the classroom and life experience that a lot of students now are locked out of. And it's a massive, massive issue.
What about people who will say that, you know, get a job? And I don't mean get a job full time. I mean get a job part time to fund these kinds of things. And it's always ever been thus. And, you know, a penniless student is a stereotype and all that kind of stuff.
The way I'd put it is, and like the reality is, like we meet students where they're at. Simple as, most students in the country will have to work part time. What you actually find in the university level then is they'll encourage students not to work part time, but like that's completely unsustainable because from their point of view, we're full time students and should be spending all of our time on our education. But as you can imagine, that's just not where people are at. And essentially, what as I said already, what students end up doing is they're locked out of certain aspects of the student experience outside the classroom. But what ends up happening is they actually begin to struggle academically as well, which can quickly clock up when you're talking about repeat fees and resit fees and potentially repeat years as well. And then people essentially kind of fall out of the cycle and can end up dropping out simply because of academic circumstance.
Yeah, and the pressure involved. Look, thank you for joining us on that this morning. That is Michael Roach, their president of UCD Student Union. I certainly had a job as a student, Jonathan, but rents were not
No, not even close.
Not on the charts compared to this also, kind of level of rent.
You see, I think that the standard of student accommodation has changed quite a lot.
Oh, yeah, we were in more or less kips, weren't we?
Yeah, absolute hovels. Whereas now, you know, the idea of sharing a room is largely gone out with the ARC. The quality
which is better. As in, we were in affordable kips and they're in unaffordable nice places. I wonder which of those two things is better or worse for students.
Yeah, I think that the chase for money is probably there as well. And the fact that we didn't build enough, lots of student accommodation, but not enough on-campus accommodation run by the universities that could be used to bridge some of that gap. Anyway, let us know if you're facing into that this week as well. The results, as we know, are out on Friday. So lots of people are certainly bringing that conversation to their dinner table this week.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.